Yorkton, the new year has not started the way the Yorkton Terriers would have hoped. Saturday evening the Terriers dropped their second straight to the rival Millionaires, the Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League game in Melville. "It was definitely not the way we wanted to start the new year," said Terrier head coach Matt Herr Monday morning after a day of reflection. "We kind of put up a couple of duds back to back. So were players still thinking of Christmas turkey after the seasonal break?" Herr said they actually brought players back a week before the games to get them refocused. "Our practices were pretty good," he said. "But in both games the Terriers were behind early, and that made it uphill all the way," said Herr, adding that has been an issue all season. "We put ourselves behind the eight ball with some of our first periods," he said. Herr then added offensively the Terriers were not sharp. "Two goals in a game won't win you many," said Herr, adding they need work on getting to the crease. In the game Saturday the first period was scoreless but the Millionaires scored three unanswered goals in the middle frame. Alden Robson started things with a power play goal at 8:28. Louis Frederick Theberge then scored at 16:19, again with Melville having a man advantage. It was then Isaac Suppin scoring at 19:40, again on the power play. The Terriers made a push to get back into the game in the third period as Pavel McKenzie scored at 3:28, and Dylan Ruptash at 7:24 to make it 3-2. But, a marker by Nathan Fox at 10:22 and a Zach Bansley goal at 17:19 finalized a Mills win, their second 5-2 win in 2 days over the Terriers. Tyson Smith took the loss in the Terrier net facing 33 shots, while Clement LeBillois earned the win for Melville facing 25 shots. On home ice, the first game of the Highway No. 10 rivalry of 2023 went to the visiting Melville Millionaires Friday evening. The Mills got off to an early start at the Westland Arena in Yorkton, scoring three unanswered first-period markers. Isaac Suppin started things scoring at 4:05 and 6:07. Caden Drury added the third goal at 12:21. Cooper Chisholm struck on the power play at 5:20 of the second frame to make it 4-0. It was finally a man advantage goal by Brett Butts at 8:48 that put the Terriers on the board making it 4-1. Tucker Bouhey would score the fifth Mills goal at 12:48. In the third, Dylan Ruptash would give the locals faithful hope scoring at 6:32 to make it 5-2, but that would be it for scoring as Melville would board the bus to go home with a 5-2 win. Both teams would give both their net minders time, Caleb Allen starting for Yorkton and giving up all five goals on 18 shots, before giving way to Tyson Smith. Clement LeBillois would allow two goals on 25 shots before Luke Brunin played the final 13:28. The Terriers next head to Estevan Wednesday to face the Bruins, then host Weyburn Saturday. Before the two games the SJHL trade deadline will come and go. Herr said the weekend losses to Melville were changing their approach to making moves. "We've kind of had a plan in mind all year," he said. "That plan is somewhat multifaceted, including not looking to add another 20-year-old since they are satisfied with whom they have," said Herr. "There is also little appetite to trade a young 18-year-old, because Herr said he sees a strong foundation in place for next year with both net minders, his core, D, and forwards eligible to return. That said, Herr said they have unsigned cards and he expects to add a couple of players without sending anyone out, meaning a WHL cut, junior, B, pickup or a trade for draft picks or cash."